Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Welcome to Emotional Badass. I am your host, Nikki Eisenhower, life coach and psychotherapist. And today I want to talk to you about meditation. If there's one thing that I could get everyone in the world to do to make their lives better, their inner world better, their physical anxiety released and relieved, it'd be 5 minutes of meditation a day. But there's something about humans resisting meditation. No matter how smart you are, no matter how driven to wellness, there is something that we resist. I find with all my clients, especially sensitives, we know the benefits. It lowers our blood pressure. It calms us down. It helps with focus. It helps us with reactivity. It helps us find better solutions. It just feels good. It makes us sleep better. Everything. It'll even help your body be in more of a restful mode to be able to lose weight and keep weight off. So there's no downside to meditating. None. People say it takes time. But when they study it, it's just 5 minutes a day makes a significant difference. So imagine if we did 5 minutes a day, really did it. Imagine if we did 10. So if there's one thing I could get you to do, it would be to meditate. So let's try a little something. Because unless you have a daily meditation practice, sit with yourself and ask, why am I not meditating each day? I've got a theory that when we need help the most is when we ask for help the least. There's something about congruence, you know, and if I feel awful, if I'm anxious, if I'm stressed out, it's incongruent for me to do something peaceful and calm. So instead of doing something peaceful and calm, most of us overthink and rehash, or we let OCD symptoms kind of take over, or we clean, and we stress, or we veg out on video games or TV or screen time. All the creative ways that we can zone out in 2018. So just sit with yourself a minute and really sit with, why am I not meditating each day? And maybe it's the congruence that I'm naming. Maybe it's really believing the rationalization that you don't have the time. If we flip that, I can argue that no one should spend time doing anything else until we meditate. What happens if we just let that be a priority? I know for myself, it took years for my therapist to suggest meditation and for me to actually start doing it. It's really uncomfortable to sit still with ourselves in 2018. Everything about the world is so go, 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 fast, 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 that we may be losing the ability to be still, to be in the present moment, to be slow. We need that to counteract the effects of the world. If we're highly sensitive, we need that way more than the average person. So just consider that you can feel this resistance against doing something that is all positive. You can feel it and you can push against it and you can do it anyway.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Sleep Cove podcast can help you. Hi, I'm Christopher Fitton, the voice and clinical hypnotherapist behind Sleep Cove. Sleep Cove features sleep hypnosis, meditations and bedtime stories, all designed to help those of you who struggle at night to achieve a restful and peaceful night's sleep. Search for Sleep Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see why Sleep Cove helps millions of people sleep deeply all night long.
If you had a tough childhood, doesn't matter why. Maybe your parents were just tense. Maybe there was a loveless marriage. If you were a sensitive kid, more so if you were an empath, you may have soaked up high tension vibes. Maybe your whole development. Doesn't mean you were getting beaten with bricks or, you know, anything really. You know, when I say trauma, it's like, what energy was this person in and for how much of an extended period of time? So if you come from a situation where your body, your psyche, your soul, your spirit, your mind, the air in the room was tense, then you're like a gold medal tense person because that's what's been practiced. We live in a society that wants to throw a bunch of Xanax at that issue. And pills may be like a Band-Aid, like it may be like a protective layer to help your body, your mind, your psyche, your spirit, your soul do some healing, but it's not the fix-it. So in meditation, what we're doing is we are practicing being in a different state. We all want to feel calm. The reason that we can't just snap our fingers and turn on the calm is because we haven't practiced it enough. Every moment that you're sitting in traffic, my goodness, before I was in Denver that has its own traffic problem, I was in Houston and people would joke about praying before getting in the car. And I can validate, it really felt scary to get in the car in Houston and drive around. Every minute that we're driving around in traffic, in a sense, we are practicing being in a high tension state. We don't want to be gold medalists at being in a high tension state. So the only way to flip the table on that dynamic is to meditate, is to willfully, stubbornly make ourselves enter a calming, grounded, centered, present moment state. If you grew up with a lot of tension, know that that's how you heal that in an oversimplified way. So now that we talked about meditation, I hope you can take away maybe a little more oomph in fighting that inner resistance that keeps you away from getting the benefits, the joy, the peace, the calm from practicing that in your life. Parents, I know you're really busy. You're not just taking care of yourselves, you're taking care of cultivating little humans too. My parents that get into meditation, that open to this practice, they have children that will meditate. Those children will come home from school and say, I had a bad day, I'm going to go meditate. I'm going to go take care of myself. Those children learn how to self-regulate in a way that the average child is not learning right now. So I would encourage you to meditate if you feel so called, if what I'm saying resonates with you. It's life-changing. Join me next time at Emotional Badass where I will offer you a meditation. So I will meet you there, hopefully with less resistance, and we will meditate together. If you're interested in my next live workshop, and we'll be in Houston, Texas, April 27th and 28th, 2018, come sign up. It's for highly sensitive people, how to unleash the superpower of high sensitivity and healing. I call it HSP school. You can still sign up if it hasn't sold out yet by the time this episode airs. You can sign up at Nikki Eisenhower. My last name is EisenHauer.com at events. Thank you so much. This is Nikki Eisenhower for Emotional Badass.
You find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Calm Cove podcast can help you sleep deeply all night long. Calm Cove has deeply relaxing meditation music and ambient sounds like ocean waves and crackling fires. All of our episodes are designed to help you relax and to fall asleep fast. Calm Cove is brought to you by the team behind Sleep Cove, the sleep podcast that consists of spoken word hypnosis, meditation and stories. So if you want to listen to a beautiful soundscape tonight, search for Calm Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see how we're helping millions of people relax and go to sleep every night.